The Republican effort to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act failed last week. But while the ACA remains the law of the land, a lot of Californians feel it's not enough. Many residents are still uninsured, and others who have coverage have problems paying premiums and deductibles. Some politicians are talking, once again, about single-payer health insurance for all of California. KQED's health editor Carrie Feibel spoke with Pauline Bartoloni, a reporter with our partner Kaiser Health News, about what it would take to make that happen.
When California politicians talk about creating a single-payer health system or a universal health care system, what are they talking about exactly? And can you tell us what the difference is between those two?
So there are a couple of different ways to create a more universal system. We have single-payer health care that involves one state-run health program. So that's kind of like the Canadian health care system, where everybody would be in one pool. There's one pot of money, one government agency setting the rules about payments and coverage. Then there's a universal health plan such as Healthy San Francisco. That's the one Gavin Newsom's entertaining for the state of California. And that's really built on an employer-based healthcare model that we have right now. Some people call it an all-payer healthcare system. Employers are required to pay in, and the rest of the uninsured are covered by public money and their own contributions.
So at this point in time, who is talking about universal healthcare or single-payer plans in California?
There's definitely been more chatter about universal healthcare lately. Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom recently said he's looking at a universal healthcare plan in his run for governor in 2018. A couple of state lawmakers introduced a single-payer proposal. The state insurance commissioner said that he supports single-payer, where insurers would have less control. He says single-payer is more cost-effective and would cover more people. And even Governor Jerry Brown is talking about it. He wouldn't say whether or not he would support it, of course, but he was open to the conversation, and he emphasized some of the challenges to it, some of the political and economic challenges.
How much would single-payer cost in California? Is it feasible?
So there are estimates from when legislators proposed a single-payer system a decade ago, and they said it would cost upwards of $200 billion, and that would require a payroll or income tax.
And that would be a heavy lift politically, I think, even though we have Democratic majorities.
That's right. Raising anything that would require a new tax needs a two-thirds vote in the legislature. So even though we have a Democratic supermajority right now in California's legislature, there are always a couple of outliers. So we can't assume that every Democrat would vote to implement a new tax. Advocates for universal health care say that passing a single-payer system may require a vote from the electorate. So a proposition would only require a simple majority.
But it's not just funding. It's resistance to moving people. It would involve moving people off their job-based plans, in essence.
Yeah, that's right. A single-payer system would put everybody in one pool. And right now, almost half of Californians get coverage through their job. So it would require moving everyone in job-based coverage to a new health care plan, and they may be happy with their coverage.
Are there any models for this that people can point to?
Yeah, so Lieutenant Governor Newsom's office said that they're looking at the Healthy San Francisco model for California, but they're not sure whether it can be implemented statewide. Right now, Healthy San Francisco is funded through a mix of public dollars and enrollee contributions and some employer money, but they're not sure if it could work on a larger scale.
Thank you so much, Pauline.
Thank you, Carrie.
Did you know KQED's Best Reporting is now available as a podcast? Queued Up offers a weekly dose of storytelling with heart from the Bay Area and beyond. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Queued Up. That's Q-E-D-U-P.